Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us. A beautiful day in the Mile High City. You gotta love living in this beautiful state of Colorado. We have a great lineup for you today. We got Alan Stack in studio, and then we're going to be getting to some other guests here just shortly. Our show today is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet and Colorado's Biggest Bucks and Bulls. Colorado's Biggest Bucks and Bulls is a great book that is been put out by our good friend Susan Renault. Check out the website, coloradosbiggestbucksandbulls.com. You can also find it on amazon.com, or you can call 719-661-4037. That's 719-661-4037. My partner Red is out today, so Alan Stack and I are flying solo here. Alan, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. You know, Alan, I was talking with a buddy this morning, and we were talking about waterfowl hunting and being out and sun getting in your eye, and he said this, and it gave me a good line to start our show. He said, nothing can ruin a hunt quicker than being all in that right position, whatever, and all of a sudden the sun in your eye, and you can't make the shot or
and
you
you're
miss
blind. Right.
Because of the sun glare. And so, you know, everything, and we've talked about this on several shows, but, you know, the importance of getting a good pair of glasses, and whether, and we're going to talk about both regular eyewear for shooting and, you know, these tinted great sunglasses you make. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, again, the different tints, because there's not really truly one. I love the pair that you gave, I mean, that I've got them right around my neck.
But that
neck,
won't
okay?
work for everyone.
But that doesn't work for everyone. Everybody's eyes are different. So let's talk a little bit about the tints and, again, what you're seeing, because this is an ever-developing thing with the tints, isn't it, and glasses.
Oh, it's the tints, it's the frames, as you were in the other day, the new frame that I have now. It's just amazing. As far as tinting, it really depends on what you're doing. If you're going to be out there duck hunting, that's a different type of tint than you would want if you were out on the side of a mountain, you know, glassing the opposite side there looking for an animal. Like with what you have there, that kind of an orange-brown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's great for waterfowl and so forth. Plus, that's polarized.
Right.
You know, so it eliminates the glare coming off the water. But on the other hand, out, you know, in the field, as far as deer or elk hunting, I want more of a truer brown color to really help me, you know, distinguish where that animal is against the sagebrush on the following slope.
Stack Optical, they're located at 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive. Their number's 303-321-1578. And if you're going down Colorado Boulevard, right there at Cherry Creek North Drive, there's a huge car wash. You just turn right there by that car wash, and it's just up the street there, just a little bit, an office
it's
building.
It's the next building. After
next
the
building.
Car wash.
Okay. So 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive. And again, their number is 303-321-1578. Now, let's talk about this latest frame that you just showed me. How can we describe that best over radio?
What's really neat about it is it's a frame that you can actually adjust out in the field. The bridge on it's adjustable. The temples behind the ear is all adjustable. So let's say you wanted to raise that frame a little bit for a particular situation. You can do that. You don't have to take it into me to have me adjust it.
Right. And I loved how that, like you say, and you'll know the more technical term, but when you can bend that back behind the ear to give you a tight fit.
Right.
You know, in case you have to lean over, because a lot of guys...
Right, but then when you're driving and stuff, you want something a little bit looser, you know.
Exactly.
And you can loosen it up. Another thing that's really neat is quick change lenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you popped that out, I was like, wow, I thought it broke, you know. But
And I've been looking for something like that for the last few years, but usually you still have to have a screwdriver with you and this type of thing. And this is the way it's designed. It's just be able to snap them out, depending on the situation you're in. As a matter of fact, I'm working on a pair for myself.
Okay.
And this frame just came out in the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Right. And then you can take your special lenses and fit what everybody needs.
Right. So, you know, you might have a set of lenses that you use for the target range.
Mm-hmm.
and you'll use a different lens when you're out duck hunting. And you might have a different lens for when you're out in the field for deer and elk hunting.
Right. Now, the other day I was in, you were fitting a gentleman. He had a firearm in the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and brought in his pistol, and then we actually refract in the back. The doctor will give me the prescription, and then I'll fine-tune it so that front sight's nice and clear.
Now, if you are going to come in, and what I'm say, get fitted, where you need to bring a firearm in the store, where Alan can check all this out and make sure that everything is just like you want, you need to call 303-321-1578. Be sure and let them know that you're coming in for a hunting fitting. Wouldn't that
right,
be right?
Because I'm okay. The one who does that.
Yeah. And then Alan can get you fixed up. And Alan guarantees you will never miss another shot with his glasses, right?
No, I have folks come in and they want some of those golfing glasses. Alan, it's going to definitely improve my score. Well, it's going to cut down on the lost balls, you know, and that kind of stuff.
I would need one that would show the ball better in the woods, because my golf shot always is attracted to the woods there. Now, here's a special offer that Alan's going to do for us. You get a very thorough eye exam, $69. Now, you do the exam. You get to looking through some glasses, and this is whether the custom hunting glasses or just regular glasses. If you buy glasses after the exam, Alan will take $50 of what you spent for the eye exam and put that towards your eyewear purchase. Folks, you can't beat that. And again, he pays the doctor. Right. Let's just be up front. He pays the doctor for that exam, but he's willing to give $50 back to you if you buy a pair of glasses, and you can use those toward the custom hunting glasses or your regular glasses as well. And, you know, I'm really trying to get into wearing mine, and I get compliments on them. I'm wearing them right now.
Actually, not to get off topic as far as the hunting glasses, but we've also come up with some new lenses for your clear, your everyday eyewear.
Oh, okay.
We're constantly improving that progressive edition lens, you know, trying to clean up the sides. You know, as you look off to the sides of your progressive, you always have that waviness. But we're constantly improving that. We've just come out with some new lenses here in the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a pair right now, and really is clear.
See, that's no fair. You can just make yourself a pair and walk in and have a new look.
Got to stay on top of it, Scott.
Exactly. And, you know, that brings up a good point. You don't have to send off things made and hope they come back right, because you've got your own lab.
I have my own lab. That's right. And I'm constantly looking for new products to put into my own lab.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, that's great.
Latest and greatest.
So, again, take advantage of this special offer, $69 for the eye exam, in which everyone, you know, you need to do that, unless you've had a current one,
In the last year and a half.
All right.
Yeah,
you'd need to get a good exam. And then if you buy eyewear, Alan will take $50 of what you spent for the eye exam and credit that toward your eyeglasses. Now, let's talk about when we say progressive, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Basically, what you're saying is, like the pair that you made for me here, mm-hmm. It's a progressive look because there's no line anymore.
There's no line, so it's
showing
continuous vision lens.
Right.
You go from the reading to your intermediate to your distance, and it should be uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm going to be very honest. It took me a little bit to get used to them, okay?
And if you've never worn them before, yes, it's going to take some.
Right, but, you know, I love them, and they're very easy to just have on all the time, because before, I was taking off and on a pair of reading glasses because I can see fine, you know, far off, all that, just reading. And then I was buying these $2 and $3 pair of glasses, had 50 pair laying all over the house.
So you have basically good distance vision.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
why it's more difficult for you. You know, for me, I've had to wear glasses all my life. So going into when it finally came to that time where I needed the bifocals, going into these progressive edition lenses was easier for me because I've always worn glasses.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing with most, men or women coming in, we'll take handguns, and they're just looking at open sights. Is mainly their problem that short vision where they're not able to see in good and focus on that sight?
Yep, and that's what I specialize in is trying to figure out that refraction. So it's just that front sight just comes into focus. So when they drop their head into their stance to take that shot, boom. And then they lift their head back up, and then they can see the target. And then they drop the head just a little bit, and it brings in that front sight, and they squeeze the trigger.
Yeah. And it's really helping, because none of us want to admit we're getting older and losing that eyesight. And for some of it's been gradual. And I've had some friends where it's like all of a sudden it seemed like in one day they're like, wow, I can't see that like I used to. So if you want to improve your shooting, you want to improve your kill ratio, if you're doing the real thing of hunting, give Stack Optical a call, 303-321-1578. Again, the eye exam is $69, but with your eyewear purchase, whether they're regular eyeglasses or the custom hunting glasses, Alan will take $50 and credit back towards your purchase and twist his arm, and he'll guarantee that never a missed shot again for you. Now, let's talk about just what I'm going to term active wear, because not everybody's a shooter, not everybody's a hunter. What else are you having people come in and see you for? What other activities? Golf, you mentioned.
Yeah, whatever the activity is, I've come up with a lens for that, and whether it's biking, skiing, golfing, shooting. There's so many different lenses. I subscribe to a half a dozen different types of journals that come out every month talking about new lenses that are available, and then I test them out and find out which one works the best for whatever application.
And when you're most of the people, too, that you're seeing from our conversation the other day, because, one lens, especially in these tents with the sunglasses, doesn't fit every situation, some people are getting a couple of pair from you.
Right. And that's what's really neat about that new frame I have out. We can just change out the lenses.
Yeah, because if they love the frame,
right,
you're good to go.
And, well, and it's very quick. You can change it out in the field.
And, our ski season's about to wrap up here, but I do want to talk about, and you talked about it last time, you need to wear good eye protection when skiing.
Right, because that snow is reflecting the harmful rays of the sun. So you definitely want to be wearing a good quality pair of sunglasses when you're skiing.
Right. Alan Stack, Stack Optical, 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive. Their number is 303-321-1578. Eye exam, $69. But with your purchase of eyewear, he will credit $50 back to you to help you out there. And folks, just get by and, get the exam and just look through what he has, or just stop by, look through the inventory. You'll see this is a one-stop shop, and you're not going to get this at the big box stores. All right, I'm just telling you. And how do I know?
It's all about the custom service.
Because I've been there. And you can just tell, they would not have been around, 47 years, and Alan started when he was three. They would not have been around 47 years, and the way the big box stores have taken over so much from the small mom-and-pop stores, I'll call them. But Stack Optical is where you'll get really the care that you need and deserve. So give them a call, 303-321-1578. 1578.
Well, also, I want to add, if you want to read about us or anything, go to stackoptical.com and look at our blogs and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. I should say that you got a lot of information there. So, stackoptical.com. And again, that number is 303-321-1578. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be right back.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Haystack Help Radio can now be heard at noon weekdays on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Walker. Thanks for joining us. Red Maryland Studio. Phoenix Weaponry. You have heard us talk about these folks before and heard Aaron on the show before. I'm telling you, if you are looking for the finest AR that your hands can hold,
Phoenix Weaponry is the company you need to call. Recently got to go out and shoot my 308 that Aaron made for me. And I'm telling you, it is just awesome. And this is true custom. Well, first of all, let me give you a proper welcome, Aaron. Thanks for being here, and his wife, Jen.
Thanks for having us.
But there's a lot of people out there that talk about custom rifles.
Yep.
That can mean a lot different things to a lot of different people.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people's just, you know, it's a bunch of bolt-ons that you, you know, then you call it custom.
Right.
So, no, we try to truly bring it to what you need and what you're going to do with it. So everything is designed to be fit whatever job you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Do most people that come in your shop have an idea what they want, or most of them,
no,
they just know they want something cool and new and
something different, you know, something you don't see out in the rest of the world. So we specialize in bringing their vision into something that's a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like your rifle that we made for you, you told us what you want to do with it. We went kind of a little overboard on it, but, you know, it turned out exactly, I think, yeah, hopefully exceeded expectations.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, Scott, you and I got to go down to the to their store, and you know, like you say, you don't really know what you want, mm-hmm, but you can see all of the stuff that they offer and other things that they can even do that they might not have on display. And, man, you can design a weapon that's just custom fit for you and exactly what you want and get the very best workmanship that there is available.
Right. And, Red, you've been a lot of, you know, around guns your whole life. Just from your first time visiting the shop, what impressed you?
Well, what impressed me is that they had some of the highest tech equipment, you know, and they can precision make every piece, and they do make every piece. And but just the different things that you could get, you know, lightweight, heavier weight, target rifle, handheld. You know, you don't even have to bring it to your shoulder or whatever, and just every conceivable option that's available, they can do for you, and precision. Great equipment and great craftsmen.
Mm-hmm. So what's really changed? I mean, you've been around guns for a while yourself there, Aaron.
Yeah.
What's really changed over the last 5-10 years in ARs?
The CNC machines are starting to come into their own. So the actual application of machining centers and the CAD, CAM, all that stuff is starting to change the way the guns are looking and feeling. Instead of being cast or forged, you're now having the world of just a complete billet, you know, where you just pick out whatever you want it to look like. You can make it feel however you want and change the shape of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a big change.
Right. And are you finding most people still wanting the 223? Or
it's changing up. Our customer base is actually moving mostly to 300 Blackout or the 6.5 Grendel. And then people are also moving away from 308 into the 6.5 Creedmoor, 243s. You know, they're starting to find out we can do all sorts of different calibers in these guns, and you know, opens up their options, you know, a better coyote gun, you know, better long range gun.
Right.
You know, so it just really depends on the customer. Most of the people that just want to kind of go out and plink or go to the range, they'll stick with 223, 5.56, and that's pretty much it. But
so you can actually do any caliber, or is it limited to just a few?
It's limited to what fits in the magazines. So we can't fit a 30-06 yet because we don't have a decent magazine to fit the 06
in there. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk a minute about the 300 Blackout.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in a gun shop, it doesn't take long to just listen, and you hear people talk about that.
Yep.
Let's talk about that weapon.
That is a 223 case with a 30 caliber bullet shoved into it. If you can get up into the 220 grain, it is in a subsonic round, and that's where we make our suppressors. You start making short-barreled rifles, and you start having, that's what that caliber is designed for, is an anti-personnel round. So the FBI is moving to it away from the MP5s. Military is using it. So it's kind of coming into its own as a actual anti-personnel round. And it's also comparable to the 7.62x39 or the 30-30 caliber bullet.
Hmm.
But suppress is where it's at with that one.
Right. So what range? I think when people hear custom, they go, oh, no, $10,000, you know, whatever. What range can someone start? And this may not mean every piece on it is made by you, but they can come in and be around what to get a, let's talk about a 223.
We start about 960. We'll usually get you out the door pretty easily. And then as you add more goodies, it just keeps going up by usually about $200 mm-hmm. increments.
And you take the $960 range, $400 or $500, you can dress that up even quite a bit.
Oh yeah, you can get some nice hardware on there. You know, might not have all the fancy camo and might not have some of the higher end stocks, but you can definitely get some nice sights, some good Magpul furniture on there, a good charging handle, and it'll change the weapon completely.
Yeah, you know, when you start doing all that stuff, a guy can come in and try one of those guns that has that stuff on it and see if that suits him and see what they like and the features that they want. You've got all the selections and stuff, and you can just dress them up however you want to.
Right. When you were there the other night, you felt, I think, about 6 or 7 different weapons we made, and each one has kind of a different feel to it, different weight, different balance. It's just completely, each person's going to want something different, a different feel. For a different purpose.
How many different accessories do you actually have in your shop that you can dress up a gun with?
We try to keep very little in-house because everybody wants something different. So
it's hard to stock everything.
Yeah, some people like Magpul, some people don't. Some people like Ergo, Ace. It just depends on the person. So we try to keep it limited to some basics. We have, I think, 3 different options for stocks, a couple forends, some gas blocks. We keep it very limited because there's just not enough money in the world to stock every option.
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're seeing more females shooting.
Yep.
We did a show last week with Lisa Thompson and Donnell Johnson. They're pro staffers with Bass Pro, Cabela's, Mossy Oak. And so we're seeing a lot more women in the outdoors. And you go to the shooting range, now it's not uncommon for half the people there to be female shooting.
All right.
So, Jen, let's go to you. All right. First of all, how is it to be around all this and firearms? Because you know what? There's a lot of women out there afraid of guns.
I think it's actually very exciting to see how many women are coming into, firearms and in the field, and seeing how Aaron approaches people, even at gun shows or at the shop. You know, he doesn't treat the women like they don't know what they're talking about or that they don't know what they want, and he actually will work with the female to figure out what she wants in a weapon. Does she want it lighter? Does she want it, any specific parts on it? So it's nice to see.
Right.
Refreshing, actually.
So what do you like to shoot yourself?
He built me an AR-15, which I really like to shoot. I wish we had a chance to go out more, but he's so busy.
Yeah, he's so busy making everybody else's dreams come true, right?
But yeah, I do like to shoot that. I do have a 9mm that I like to shoot. And when I was picking a handgun, Aaron actually brought 4 different types of 9mm pistols to the range so I could try each one and see what one felt best to me.
You know, it would be great, I think, if a lot of stores had that capability. Because, one, I think you would end up selling higher-end pistols and rifles and shotguns if you had a place to go and shoot and try different ones out.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Well, there's several gun stores around that do a very good job of that. You know, Centennial Shooting Gun Club is actually one that does very well at that.
Mm-hmm.
They actually are carrying our stuff now.
I just started
saying,
yeah, let's talk about them a minute because now they're carrying your stuff, so we'll talk about them.
They got some of our 300 Blackout pistols in-house, and we should be delivering our 300 Blackout short-barreled rifle with built-in suppressor here very shortly, as soon as the paperwork clears. So
okay.
Should be pretty neat. But it's a nice place, lots of people there, and good staff. It's nice and clean. So we're going to take her down there and let her shoot.
Well, that'll be cool.
Yeah. We actually have been in the Centennial Gun Club, and they've got their new store now with all the gun ranges and stuff. And, man, it's a super nice place.
Aaron Casey, his wife Jen, is joining us. They are from Phoenix Weaponry. Check out the website, phoenixweaponry.com. Their number is 720-340-2496. That's 720-340-2496. And as Aaron mentioned, Red and I were up at the shop in Longmont recently. Highly recommend you go up there. Now, call Aaron first because I got a lot going on there. But, you know, make an appointment. Come in there. He'll be glad to show you around because I think it is something different that a lot of places can't offer. Because you go to some of the gun shows, you don't know anything about the companies. When you've got a company that's live and local, I'll call it, where I can meet you, the owner, I can go to the shop, I can see how things are done, that gives everybody a little bit more peace of mind, I think, when they're looking at getting something custom like this.
When you have as much money invested in a facility and the way it looks, it helps. You know, if you just set up a card table once every couple weeks, then, you know, it kind of leaves some questions about how, where are you at, and how am I going to get this warrantied, you know?
Yeah, really.
So, and
now, what do you find with most of the people coming in, whether they be male or female? What's the reason for wanting to get just something as a new toy, or some of them for home defense, something if, hey, the government crashes, I want something that I can have to defend myself? What's some of the thought process going
on? We run the gamut. We have some people that are, I call some serious preppers. We have people that are just kind of tired of shopping and seeing the same thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that are police officers that are looking for an actual tool for a job. We have contractors that we deal with for doing, you know, contracting. And so, you know, we, hunters, it just depends. You know, it's everybody. Kind of amazing when you really start to offer people whatever they want. You'll meet a whole new group of people. Sometimes it's all coyotes, and mm-hmm. you know, just depends.
Talk about the accuracy of some of your guns. You showed us some of the targets that you shot, and it was amazing. So talk about that a little.
Yeah, we usually when you decide you want something very accurate, we'll keep it sub-minute of angle at least, and we guarantee that. We use Obermeyer barrel blanks, custom turn the barrel to the contour you want, match chambers. You know, you can, you saw the targets, what would you say, 3/8 of an inch?
Mm-hmm. You know, just, well, it looked like that's all stacked on top of each other. It's yeah. one hole, pretty much.
It's
kind of like when Red shoots, you know, yeah, right. one hole in the hole.
That's true. Yeah. That's true, yeah. you know.
Well, 720-340-2496 is the number. Again, the website, phoenixweaponry.com. Now, if you go to Sportsman of Colorado, you can download our resource guide for 2015. The first inner page there, you'll see a nice red ad from Phoenix Weaponry. I believe it's 10% off Aaron's offering. So if you want to save a little bit of money too, go to the website, Sportsman of Colorado, download that, take that coupon in, and Aaron will be happy to honor that. When we come back, we're going to talk about suppressors. Or that a good Hollywood name? Silencers. That's what I like to call them, silencer. So Aaron Casey, his wife Jen's in studio. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Whatley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
The Colorado Conservatives Wake Up Call. Wake up with Randy Corcoran, 5 to 8 weekday mornings on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill. Phoenix Weaponry in studio, Aaron Casey, his wife Jen. Custom firearms. And we'll go through a little bit more of all they have to offer, but you know, it's hard not to notice all the attention in media, and when you go to different Tanner gun shows and all the different things, you see a lot of the suppressors, or as most of us know them, as silencers. So let's talk about that a minute. And first of all, let's talk about the legal side of it, because I think a lot of people are freaked out by it, you know, right. Especially if you mention to someone that not into that, they're going like, you can't have that. Well, so first, and we don't know where the government's going with things. So I would say, one, if you want one, you better get one.
Right.
I would say that.
Yep. So, you know, first of all, the silencer is actually the proper term used by the ATF. We do not use that term simply because it makes it sound like the thing is completely quiet, like Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So we prefer to use suppressor because it's more of an accurate term as far as, you know, it's a muffler. So the thing is with the suppressors is that you have to have a tax stamp. That tax stamp is $200. It is a transfer of an FA item, which can be anything from short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, machine guns, you know, suppressors. Those all fall underneath the NFA Act. So all those require a tax stamp. So we help you fill all that out. You mail it off to the ATF with your $200 stamp. You wait 6 to 9 months. You get back your piece of paper with an actual stamp on it, and then you have to keep that stamp with the toy. You cannot pass it off. You know, if you buy a suppressor, you cannot pass it off to Red.
Okay.
So, you know, the only way that's possible is you have to be there with it. So, you know.
And this is a one-time fee. You don't have to pay it every year.
Yep.
Just one time. And do you have to get it, if you get two suppressors, do you have to get another
one? Two tax
stamps. You have to have another stamp for it.
If you want a short-barreled rifle with a suppressor on it, it's two tax stamps.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to plan ahead. We offer suppressed barrels to avoid having to file the SBR fee. So then it's one tax stamp for a suppressed barrel. So,
and what's the difference there, besides it just being a separate attached?
It's permanently attached to the barrel.
Okay.
It has to be pinned and welded.
All right. So, oh, pinned and welded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you told me pinned the other day, so it has to be welded, so it cannot be removed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so for the guy that says, hey, I want this on all the time, that's the way to go.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I was talking to you about that little kind of pistol type thing with a short barrel and no stock on it.
Right.
And you know, putting a suppressor on it full time, and man, you've got the perfect gun. I'm telling you.
That's, suppressed rifles usually work differently than unsuppressed ones. If you set up the gas port wrong, you can actually beat the gun to death with supersonic rounds. So we make sure that if you're going to build a suppressed toy, that we make sure it's going to function properly with the suppressor attached.
Sure.
The suppressors are legal for hunting in Colorado. You know, you are able to pass them down to your family as long as you know, include them in your trust. You know, there's several different ways to go about it, LLCs, gun trusts. You can do it as an individual. Most counties won't sign off on, the chief law enforcement agency has to sign off on these things. So a lot of them will not. So you have to get a gun trust or start a corporation, and then you don't have to go through the law enforcement, mm-hmm. chief law enforcement officer.
You know, and about that gun trust, I recommend it. And Scott and I have got a lot of experience with having those things done, and I recommend that everybody's a gun owner gets one of those.
It is a good, safe way to make sure that your stuff that you have passes on to whoever you want it to pass on to without the legal hassles of probate or any other, you know, legal issues.
And the good, another good thing about this, because I've checked into this before, and the paperwork was a little daunting to me, but being a non-technical guy, I'm not a geek or anything like that. And y'all help them out with all of that.
Take care of all of it.
Take care of all of that stuff, and all they had to do is plunk down the $200 and maybe sign their name, and then
they actually have to write a check out to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and it gets attached to their paperwork and sent off. So we actually walk you through every step of the paperwork. I do all of it. All of it I'm allowed to, and then you have to mail it off.
Sure.
So
y'all take all the hassle out of it.
We try to,
person can come in there, and if they've been wanting a suppressor or even interested in a suppressor, you can take care of all the stuff for them and of course, build the suppressor.
Absolutely.
And, you know, talking about those suppressors, you have a feature in them that I thought was pretty nice with being able to unscrew the ends and clean them and all that. Talk about that a little.
We do have one of the few suppressors that's allowed to be able to be taken apart. Most suppressors are welded shut. They're kind of a step away from the old K-baffle design, which is a series of kind of vent washers, if you will, and standoffs, which soaked up all the sound before. So what we did is we made a monocore design with an outer sleeve and an end cap that you would have to try really hard to cross thread. So we try to make it real easy to come apart, real easy to put back together, and repairable.
How often do they need to be cleaned?
With a rimfire, you really have to clean them a lot. That is just a mess of a cartridge. It makes a mess out of everything. So you really have to clean the suppressor. We recommend probably every 100 rounds, take the thing apart, bang the soot out of it and the lead particles, put it back together, keep going. 223, you might not have to clean it for quite a while. 45, we ran one of our suppressors for over 1,000 rounds without cleaning it, just to see if we could break it.
Wow. So if you were going to, now, before I move on, let me go back to pricing. So you got $200 for the stand.
Yeah, we have $200 for
the
stand.
And then roughly, what's the cost of a suppressor?
Rim fires are $400. The pistols are $550. The 223 and 300 blackouts are $600. And then the new titanium ones we're just coming out with here in the next 3 weeks will be $875. So we're actually going to make a titanium cord suppressor.
Wow.
That sounds great.
I'm telling you. Now, do you pay, because it takes the 6 to 9 months to get it, do you go ahead and pay the $200 plus for the suppressor, so you buy it, you wait for approval?
Yep, you have to purchase it in order to be able to fill out your paperwork.
Okay.
So you have to purchase it, you pay your sales tax, then I fill out all your paperwork, you write your check out to the ATF. If you do not have a trust, you have to have a passport photo, fingerprint card. All that goes in a nice package with two copies of your Form 4. Off it goes to the ATF, and you just wait.
All right, let's talk about how much sound is suppressed.
It is substantial. We shoot the .22s all day long without hearing protection at all. You can hear the cans if you're out shooting with your kids. You can hear the cans get hit. Instead of hearing the gunshot, you'll actually hear the cans actually take the bullet. The .223 sounds about like a .22 mini mag. The .45 ACP, I don't know if I can describe it, but you no longer need earmuffs outside. Inside, it's still a little too loud, but outside, you don't need earmuffs. We have not sent all of it out for, sound testing yet, because then we'd have to pass on that testing, data to cost to the customers. So,
if you were going to get one gun, so say a guy's got several rifles, if you go, hey, I want to get one, what should I get it put on?
I would get a true 30 caliber suppressor, which we don't make yet, but we're working on it. That way it's a true 308 caliber suppressor, and you can put that on everything all the way down to 22. The pistol, we'd like to get a 45 caliber one, then we make different pistons to fit all of your different pistols. So that way you could get away with really two suppressors.
Right. Phoenix Weaponry is the company. Aaron Casey, his wife Jen, in studio. Their number is 720-340-2496, 720-340-2496, phoenixweaponry.com is the website. Now, you also do some gunsmithing, I guess we can call it. So if people own ARs or whatever, and maybe they want to come in, just get you to look at them, and maybe there's some things you can add on to an existing AR they've got. They don't have to get it made from scratch.
We do a full range of gunsmithing. We've fixed we had one customer, he leaned his .30-30 against his truck, got it caught between the bed and the cab, and then drove off. We repaired his beloved .30-30 and Cerakoted it, fresh furniture, got it all back together, running and driving again. We've built shotguns for people. It doesn't matter what kind of gun it is. We have full capabilities of gunsmithing for anything. We can offer stock refinishing. We can, we build shotguns, bolt action rifles, precision long range bolt action rifles. So it's, there's no limit to what,
Now you talked about Cerakoting. Explain what that is.
That is a two-part epoxy paint with microscopic bits of ceramic kind of in the middle of it, floated in it. And when you spray it on, you have to bake it. It hardens. It'll continue to harden for 6 months. But it's a good way to refinish your rusty, kind of scratched up weapon. It'll be much more durable. One of my rifles, I've got almost 2,000 rounds through it. And the only marks on it are back where the shells hit, and that's it. The rest of it is, it looks like it's pretty much brand new.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very durable coating, and it protects your gun and gives it a different look.
Absolutely. And you can change the color. You can change the pattern of it. You can have it be camo. You can have it all black again. It's just totally up to you. All the way out to pink and purple and hunting orange.
Red wants a pink one, man. Yeah. Red wants a pink one.
I won't be able to give it to my wife.
Honey, look what I got you. So, Jen, let's go back to you just for a minute with, kids. All right? You guys have got them. So, how are you as a mom? Because a lot of times when I talk to women, they go, I don't want guns in the house. We got kids and all that. It's really an education process. I'm sure both of you hammer to your kids, don't touch a gun, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
But how do you feel as a mom with having guns in the house and all that?
Aaron and I spend a lot of time showing the kids how to shoot, taking them up to the mountains. We do like to take the suppressors with us that we have. Then we can show the kids how to shoot without yelling through hearing protection. And, the kids get nervous and tense, and we can, everybody talks in a normal tone. The kids have a great time. They're not scared by the sound of the weapon. It's just really great for them. They really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see where the sound alone. And I'm telling you, I don't care what you wear today. I didn't really start wearing any hearing protection until I met Red, 7, 8, 9 years ago, because I just grew up, we just went out and shot,
It's a new thing.
Really, now you can tell, boy, it affects you, And I think a lot of times you got adults out there, you look over, the kids will be standing pretty close, and the kids have nothing. So parents got to think about that. If they go to a range or just out shooting, make sure everybody has got good hearing protection.
Now, Aaron, can you take an existing gun, like an older rifle, and fit a suppressor to it?
Absolutely. We can fit them on any bolt-action rifle you want. One of my personal things I want to do is I want to do a lever action for some reason. I want to do a .44 Magnum with a nice lever gun with a suppressor hanging off the end just because I can. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Man, like a Ruger. If I was you, every gun I'd have, it has a suppressor.
Well, like a Ruger 10/22,
which has
been my favorite gun. Do you have to cut the end of the barrel off and thread it, or what do you have to do?
What we do is we usually sweat the front sight off, push it back, remachine the barrel so that the sight fits, rethread the barrel, put it all back together, and off you go.
All right.
Well, we got to take another break. We'll be back with more with Phoenix Weaponry right after this. This is Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for a place, you're always welcome. Let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Len Lau Chevrolet, and we are your number one truck dealer. But now it's time to sell some Chevy cars as well. This month, we'll be discounting almost all of our trucks and cars at GM employee prices. LenLauChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Chris Cook, weeknights at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Walker, along with Red Merrill, Aaron Casey, his wife Jen, in studio. Phoenix Weaponry, if you're just joining us, check out their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Their number again, 720-340-2496. And as I mentioned earlier, if you go to Sportsman of Colorado, look at the resource guide tab there. If you'll click on that, you can download our ads from our resource guide. And one of the first ones there on the front page, you'll see a nice red ad from Phoenix Weaponry. And Aaron offers some discounts in there, so be sure and take that coupon up to them. And if you want to take a visit up at their place there in Longmont, very conveniently located right off the Longmont exit there, 119, I think it's the highway there, Aaron. And just a couple of miles up is their store, and you can go through there and see all that they have to offer.
All right, Aaron, we've been talking about the suppressors and stuff and the fact that you have to fill out paperwork and pay $200 and get a stamp from the ATF. You know, there's some fears and some misunderstandings that are associated with that. What are some of the myths that people have about going through that process and actually getting the stamp?
Well, one of the things that people worry about is that, you know, somehow that you've signed up for something that you're allowed to be searched at any time, and you have not given up that right. The only time you have that happen is if you are a Class 3 dealer, which then you're, if you do that out of your house, then you have signed up to be a dealer, and at that point you will be subject to, what do they call them?
Accessory? No.
I don't know, search and...
audit or...
Audit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But just buying a suppressor and having the paperwork doesn't open you up to any other interference from the ATF.
Nope. Once you have it, you're good to go. You do have to maintain control of the item at all times. You cannot loan it to your buddy. You cannot loan it to anybody. You have to maintain control of it. So if you decide that you want to do something like that, you have to do a gun trust. Then anybody on the gun trust can then play with the weapon whenever.
So if you're at a range, Red's in the next lane, mm-hmm. We can pass a gun like that because I'm right there.
I would probably want to make sure that you guys are both in the same lane.
Oh, okay.
It's all about intent.
Right.
Got to be very careful of the intent.
And if you don't abide by that, you're really putting your buddy and yourself in a very tough area you probably don't want to be in, because if somebody reports that or sees that going on a range, while all of us probably believe in Second Amendment, if somebody says something, you could be in big trouble.
Yeah, you do not want to play that game. If you've signed up for a suppressor, you've waited 9 months, you've paid a decent amount of money for the
you don't want to serve 9 years.
Just they have their rules, play by them, and everything will be fine.
Right. Phoenix Weaponry, as we mentioned, does a lot of custom things that they can do for you. And as Aaron just mentioned, if you've got some existing firearms you want to take up there and get him to look them over and see all the different things that he can do. I know you did, I think, one rifle for a friend of ours, Hunter.
Yeah,
with turned out Hunting really Legends nice. Africa, and he was very, very happy. And I think he told me he's going to bring you another one.
He's got a new one. He's working with Todd, who does all of our coding. That he wants it to look like a crocodile. So he's brought Todd a picture of a crocodile, and Todd is going to try to figure out how to make a camo pattern that looks like the side of a crocodile. I don't know. I'm leaving it up to those two.
Well, I'll be anxious to see that when Hunter gets it done.
No kidding.
It'll be a unique rifle.
So let's talk about on the shotguns. That sounds pretty cool. So let's talk about some of the things you can do with shotguns.
Right now what we're doing is we're building a couple of three-gun shotguns for one of our customers who's going to go shoot the He-Man division of the Rocky Mountain three-gun championships, which is all 12-gauge pump, 308 rifle, and 45 pistol. So we're building him up a 12-gauge shotgun that is going to have the port polished. We're going to extend the forcing cone. We're going to put a little porting on it if it's allowed. He's still double-checking all the rules, but we want to take it right up to the edge of the rules for him, So then we're also going to throw an extended mag tube on it, different furniture, Cerakote the whole thing up for him, personalize it, and then he should be ready to go for that. We built home defense shotguns, usually about 18 to 20 inches. We'll put pistol grips on them if you want those, different furniture, sights, rifle sights if you want those, mm-hmm. rails, flashlights. I think we even put a bayonet on one for somebody.
Why have a shotgun if you got to stab them?
Well, you know, in World War One, they're using those Model 12 shotguns, and they had bayonets on them.
That was a 1917 Enfield bayonet on that thing. That was almost a foot and a half, I think, of steel. That was amazing.
Wow. When you run out of shells, you don't want to be barehanded.
And then we can make them pistol grip. We can make breaching shotguns for law enforcement if you wish. We put an attachment on the end that has some pretty serious teeth on it, and you can stick it right into a door and shoot the lock right off the thing. But I recommend that you have the proper training and rounds to do that. It's usually wooden dowel or lead dust to blow the lock off of a door, but I'd not recommend practicing that in your home.
Yeah, how'd you get that hole in your door? Yeah,
really. It's tough to explain to the wife.
Yeah.
I was locked in the bathroom.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to the kids a little bit, and you guys were talking about that. You know, I think it's very cool that your family is involved in this, and so it's got to be a lot of fun for them, as they're probably around other kids, that their parents don't allow them to be around guns. Do you run into that?
We have to be very careful. They're under pretty strict orders to not talk about it a lot at school. Mm-hmm. We don't want any troubles. We don't want to, you know, get in anybody's parade. You know, we're doing our own thing. We like to do it that way. And other people are more than welcome to do their own thing. And, you know, we don't want any conflict, and we don't want the kids to bear the brunt of that conflict either. But like at night when we're at the shop and I'm locking up, sometimes the kids are there. They gather all the guns off the walls and bring them to me at the safe, and we fill it up, and they all carry them, make sure they're unloaded, and they march right along. And
they help out at the gun shows.
Yeah, a couple of them have been helping out at the gun shows a little bit.
Well, what are some shows later in March you're going to be doing?
We're going to be doing the Tanner on the 21st and the 22nd, and then I think we might be done until June for a little while. April ended up being in Pueblo, which we're not going to make it to because we're going to be going to a NRA banquet in Longmont.
Okay.
We're going to, I think we donated to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Yeah, Cerakote.
Yep. And we donated to a couple different NRA, Friends of the NRA groups, one in Evergreen, one in Castle Rock. So we'll be heading to those banquets. And
Well, and that's great. And that's something I think that makes, again, a company like yours, ones that gives back to the community, gives back to the industry, so to speak. And, you know, and I certainly want to thank you for that, as we're a part of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. So thanks a lot for doing that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just about ready to wrap it up here, except I need to order my gun.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Red's overdrawing designs of what he wants here. So, Deesh, if you're listening, we got an order going in for an AR.
Honey, you may have to get another job, but, you know, we'll work it out. It'll be okay. I'll let you still get to bed in time, get lots of sleep so you can get up early and go to work.
720-340-2496 is the number. PhoenixWeaponry.com. Again, if you've got some firearms, maybe you want to take them up, let Aaron take a look at them just to see what all he could do to make those look a little bit better, shoot a little bit better. And then if you're in for the full custom job, they can do that. And as Aaron said, you know, we don't want you to think, you know, when we talk about custom, that it's going to run into tens of thousands of dollars. It's not. Well, if you want that, he's happy to do that. But, you know, for, you know, $1,000, kind of, you can get into an AR, and then, you know, several hundred dollars, he can do some things to tweak that, so to speak, to make it really nice. And so while the sky's the limit, you know, we can certainly do some things on a decent budget with Phoenix Weaponry. What made you, I mean, as you're growing up and getting into life and guns and all, what made you end up wanting to get into this where you're actually making them?
Most of my dad's fault. I blame it on him. So is my mom.
Right.
But, you know, we just always were making guns as kids. We'd buy surplus weapons and convert them into hunting rifles. And we were always doing something and working on cars and trucks and motorcycles and everything else. It just kind of all falls into the same thing. And then I was working at a couple different machine shops, and they asked us to make some gas blocks and some other parts. And pretty soon I was machining some mag wells for another company. And I was looking at their stuff. And I was like, well, that's... it's okay, but I wonder what I could do if I just decided just to do my own thing and, you know, take off the gloves and see what happens. And I jumped in head first. Hopefully the pool's full.
Yes, and have the desire to make the very best gun that's capable of being made.
It's very important to us that all the machining is exactly as perfect as we can make it. You know, there's plenty of stuff out there that's less money But, you know, we really try to have a lot of pride in what we do and what we present to you.
Well, you know, and again, we go back to some of the gun shows you go to. First of all, anybody in the world can buy a booth.
Absolutely.
We want to tell everybody that, okay? And what they put out there and what they tell you, no one's responsible for that but them. And, you know, there I was out there a few months ago, and there was a gentleman kind of selling parts. Mm-hmm. And then you go home, and you need to do some drilling, and you can assemble an AR, which wouldn't have a serial number, all this different things. And I'm just, you know, deal with someone reputable, someone that you know is going to be there, and that's Phoenix Weaponry. We've known Aaron now a couple of years and heard nothing but great things. Actually took care of me on an AR-15, a Smith & Wesson M&P-15, and Cerakoted that for me and did a lot of things. I don't even know all the terms he uses, but did some great things for that. And then recently the 308, and again, just beautiful, beautiful weapon, and you know, shoots great. And so we got to figure out now what to get Red, so Red can get fixed up there as well. But 720-340-2496 is the number. Check out their website, phoenixweaponry.com. And when you go to the Tanner Gun Shows, and you're going to do most of those here in Denver?
We do try to go to as many as we possibly can.
Okay. Yeah.
One of our problems we run into with doing the shows is that we actually have to tear the entire shop apart, the entire showroom apart.
Sure. Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Pack it up. We lose a couple hours, 3-4 hours a day on that, and then we have to unload it all again.
Yeah.
And set everything back up. But we try to come out there, meet and greet, talk to people, give them some information, you know, try to give them good information, get them to come up to the shop, visit. And then we hopefully develop a decent working relationship.
Absolutely.
Tell us how to get to your shop.
You run down I-25 up towards the north to 119, take a left or west, and then you run down to either County Road 5 or County Road 3.5, and we're in the corner on Skyway Drive.
And you're just a few miles. I haven't timed it, but I mean, it's just a couple of miles off of I-25.
Yeah, we're not all the way even in Longmont. We're in Weld County. Because we're in Weld County, our tax is 2.9%, so that's kind of a nice change for away from some of them.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, Jen, thank you guys. We appreciate it. Thanks for your support of our show, and we'll look forward to another show coming up soon. Well, thanks for joining us. Again, I want to thank Alan Stack with Stack Optical and Phoenix Weaponry. Their number is 720-340-2496. Check out the website, phoenixweaponry.com. For my partner, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Whatley. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.